La God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Amen.
Isaac,
the God of Jacob,
Olorun Jacobu,
the Holy One of Israel,
Eni Mimo Israeli,
the Rock of Ages,
Apata Aye Raye,
the Lion of the Tribe of Judah,
Iniwe Aya Judah.
We worship you.
Ajosi fun.
Accept our worship in Jesus' name.
Agba Ajosi wa ni oruko Jesu.
The Alpha and the Omega.
Alifa ati Omega.
The unchangeable changer.
Eni ti ki yipada ti yo ngbogbo pada.
The one who can deliver.
Eni naa to le gba ni.
The one who can heal.
Eni naa to le wosan.
The one who can save.
Eni naa to le gba la.
Accept our worship in Jesus' name.
Agba Ajosi wa ni oruko Jesu.
Thank you for what you did on Monday. Thank you for what you did on Tuesday. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for what you've done since this morning. Thank you in advance for tomorrow. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, like never before, help us in Jesus' name. In all areas of our lives, show yourself mighty. Solve all our problems and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31.
Where is Isaiah? Ori ogoji ese kokanlelogbon.
Isaiah 40 verse 31.
Where wole Isaiah? Ori ogoji ese kokanlelogbon.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn tí ó bá dúró de Olúwa yóò tún agbára wọn ṣe.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Wọ́n fi ìyẹ́gun òkè bí ìdì.
They shall run and not be weary.
Wọ́n sáré kì yóò sì rẹ̀ wọ́n.
And they shall walk and not faint.
Wọ́n rìn àárẹ̀ kì yóò sì mú wọn.
Tonight we want to talk about overcoming mountains.
Loni lale ya be so nipa bibori awon oke.
What is a mountain?
Kini oke.
A mountain is usually regarded as the hindrance to your progress.
A mountain is usually regarded as the hindrance to your progress.
An obstacle that is preventing you from reaching your goal.
Oh, wait, you go look at it.
An obstruction that is preventing you from possessing your possession.
Oh, wait, double. It don't be a law to your co-condition.
Anything that is standing between you and actualizing your destiny.
Oh, kowo to dubu to duro laarin re ati ti ti mo ayan mo re wa si se.
When we talk about mountain, the first thing we think about is a big problem.
Nigba ta ba so ni ti oke ohun akoko to ko wa ma so lo si di re ni isoro tabi wahala nla kan.
The mountains can be useful.
Awon oke le wulo.
Mountain can be God's own way of advertising you.
Oke le je ona Olorun lati pokiki re kede re faye gbo.
Israel didn't know David until Goliath came on the scene.
Israel o mo David titi Goliath fi yoju sibi oro na.
It is the coming of Goliath into the land of Israel that suddenly propelled David to the limelight.
We were Goliath is still Israeli. Oh, Lord, David, logically, God, deity, okiki, rekofa, yego.
A mountain, a problem, big problem.
Okay, can isoro that isoro la
could be God's own way of waking you up.
O le je ona ti Olorun lati ji o giri kuro ninu orun re.
And to ask you to come closer to him.
Ko si yo lere pe o wa sumo mi ni pe ki re ki omo mi.
In Acts chapter 12.
Inu se awon apostle ori kejila.
When you read it from verse 1.
O ba ka lati ese kini.
When Herod killed James.
Nigba ti Herod pa Jacob.
The church didn't do anything about it.
Ijo so kankan nipa re.
But when he grabbed Peter.
Nigba towo re tun te Peteru.
The church suddenly realized.
O kan ijo ku lojiji oyeye won.
If we don't do something.
Ta ba tete gbe ohun kan se bayi.
This man will kill us all.
Gbogbo wa pata ni okunrin yo pada mi.
The Bible said the church then began to pray.
Ibele so pe ijo nigba na won pre si nigba adura.
A problem, a big problem, can be something that God is using to say, hey, I am here, come and talk to me.
Isoro isoro nla ni o le je ti Olorun lo lati pe hey omo mi o wa bi wa ba mi so asoye po wa ba mi soro.
A mountain, a big problem.
Okay, kan tabi isoro nla
could be something God could use to develop your spiritual muscles.
O le je ohun ti Olorun yo lo lati fi mu olokun emi.
It was in prison that Joseph became an interpreter of dreams.
O je ninu tubu ni Joseph ti di eni ti ro ala ti tumo re.
He was a mere dreamer before.
Ala la kan sha ni ni igba kan ko to di ko denu tubu.
But when he got to prison,
nigbo denu tubu,
he moved on from a dreamer to an interpreter of dreams.
O tesi waju lati inu ala la kan lo si eni ti ro ala ti tumo re.
A mountain.
Okay.
Who help you to discover your potential.
O le ran lowo lati ri alumoni ni idiyele pataki ti Olorun pe sinu aye re.
You may never discover what is inside of you until you are faced with a big problem.
O le sese fun o ma se awari owo ni eti olorun ti fi sinu re titi bi bo ba bi doju ko isoro la kan.
Philip didn't know that he was to be an evangelist.
Filipio mo boya ko un je ajin rere.
He thought he was only good as a deacon.
Oro po ho dara gege bi diacon ni okunrin ni.
But when Paul began to throw every Christian into prison,
Paul,
and he killed his friend Stephen. He ran. And in running, he got to Samaria. And he brought joy to a whole city. You may never know what is in you until you come face to face with a big problem. Some of you know this testimony. Whenever the convention is near, our churches send in volunteers to clean up the camp. One day, I was going around inspecting the camp from morning to evening. By evening, I was very tired. I just told my family, come, let's pray, I want to sleep. And I prayed a very short prayer because I was tired. And I went to bed. And I fell asleep immediately. As soon my wife came and woke me up.
Like mama waji baba.
Oh, woman, leave me alone, I'm tired. She said, one of the volunteers is dead. And is the one that came from your village. I woke up in a hurry. Tiredness disappeared. I quickly gathered the prayer warriors. And we went and began to pray. In that kind of situation, you pray all manners of prayers. After about 1 hour, God spoke. I said, son, I thought you said you were tired. I said, that was then.
Not now.
He said, tell the prayer warriors to go. It's you I want to talk to. So I dismissed the prayer warriors. And then I continued with prayer. And while I was praying, the one who was dead became the one who is sleeping. And before you knew it, she was fully back. You never know what is inside of you until a problem comes. And every treasure that God has hidden in you before the end of this convention, they will begin to manifest. A mountain could be a divine setup for testimonies. God wants to give you a testimony, and it starts with a mountain. When God wants to do the miraculous,
He
starts with an impossibility. When He wants to give you a big testimony, He starts with a big problem. Those of you who are here, you know very well. If we say it is testimony time,
ba ni oto akoko eri,
and somebody gets up,
kani kadi de,
I said, praise the Lord with me.
Lodi eba mi ni Oluwa logo.
Last week I had malaria fever.
Ni ose to koja I saw ba kolu o.
And now I'm well.
Ba yara awon ti da.
I know what you will say.
Mo mo ta wi.
Oh, sit down. Let's hear it.
Oh, ajoko sharun baje ise kise yanu pataki. Je agbari gidi jare.
But if somebody gets up,
like
the man who testified
earlier, I
said, my wife had been barren for 20 years. And the first baby is a set of triplets. Ah, then you all get up and you clap.
That's okay.
So those of you who are facing big mountains now, in the mighty name of
Jesus,
before the convention is over, we will hear your big testimony. But then there's something else about a mountain. It is that it gives you an assurance that there is something great on the other side.
Oh, fee, Danny Logic of one, well, would it be? Oh, won't like a bear, then you okay?
A mountain gives you an assurance of a greater tomorrow.
Okay, funny, Danny Logic, or John, Lato Toby Jojo.
That if only I can get to the other side of this mountain, there's something precious waiting
there.
I've told you before, in a house where a man has only one shirt and one trouser and an old bicycle, there's no need for a wall.
Onilo lati mo di yin ni ule be ka.
No thief is coming.
Kosi ole to bo wa koru eru bayi ko ma tu ko si mo si.
They don't want to steal an old bicycle.
Mo fe jale e ti o tu ko si ba o si aye won to fi n jale.
That's why if you go to a certain part of Lagos, you don't see walls around the houses. Ti re
ba bi lo si awon igboro kan dugo kan ni ilu Eko. O iro di tan mo yi kan le nbe.
But if you go to another section of Lagos, you see high walls. You see barbed wire on top. Because inside that wall, there are treasures. Behind the mountain you are facing now, there's a glorious tomorrow. I am already rejoicing with you. Because very soon, you will come and testify.
Amen.
But probably the most important thing about mountain is that the size of your mountain is proportional to the size of your destiny. The bigger the mountain, the bigger your destiny. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 26-33. Numbers 13, verse 26-33. The spies that Moses sent to spy the land came back and said, oh, the land is flowing with milk and honey. But there are giants there. Giant problems must always occupy the land flowing with milk and honey.
O gbodo ma fi gbagbogbo wa ni ile to nso fun ara ti fun yin.
It is interesting that they said something funny. They said the land eats up the inhabitants thereof. If the land eats up the inhabitants, then where come the
giants?
When your destiny is big, your mountain will be big.
Nigba ti ayan mo go reba tobi isoro tabi oke to dojuko yo tobi.
The devil knew
esumo
that David was going to be the king of Israel.
David yo je oba lori Israel lapapo.
And so he brought a giant.
Tori na wa mu o miran ko wa.
And listen to what Goliath said.
That is your thing, Goliath. We
send me a man. If he defeats me, the Philistines will serve
Israel.
If I defeat him, Israel will become our slave.
Israel,
the devil wanted to take the destiny of David away from him. And he presented a mountain in the form of Goliath. But the God that gave David victory is here tonight. And he's going to give victory to somebody here. If you are the one, let me hear your amen. When you are about to fight, the first thing they do is they weigh you. They weigh you and weigh your opponent. If you are very light, they will only give you another light opponent. If you are heavy, then they give you a heavy opponent. When your mountain is big, it is likely that you are a heavyweight champion for God. How many heavyweight champions of God are here tonight? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. So now, how do we deal with mountains? There are several ways. I'm going to talk about seven major ones. And I'm talking to those who are intelligent, who will not ignore the mountain.
Amen. So, see, I want warning. Tiwani of Pololori, Tiwakma, Tiwani, Che, I Kauke, see.
Because there are some people who will ignore the mountain.
They
will say there is no mountain. They just pretend as if it's not there. But the mountain won't disappear because you ignore it. Seven ways that you can deal with the mountain. Number one is to turn back. I said, well, the mountain is blocking my way.
It's India no wo.
So I'm not going forward anymore. In Numbers 14, verse 1 to 4. Numbers 14, verse 1 to 4. The children of Israel said, let's go back to Egypt. There is a mountain blocking our way to the promised land. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, God says if any turn back, his heart will have no pleasure in such a fellow. My prayer for you is that you will never turn back in Jesus' name. And in any case, there are some of us, We have tried everything else before we came to Jesus Christ. So there's no way we can go again. This is our last bus stop. And you will never go back in Jesus' name. Number two, one could decide to walk around the mountain. But walking around the mountain is wasted effort. Because the mountains by nature, they may be small at the top, but they are very wide at the bottom. And in any case, what God said in Exodus 14, Exodus 14, verse 15, when the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, what God said is, tell the children of Israel to move forward. Not go round in circles. Forward. And now I'm saying to all of you who are here tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, move forward. The third way you can deal with a mountain is to climb it. Now, climbing a mountain may require effort. That is far, far better than going around in circles. And it's far, far better than going back. In Numbers chapter 13, verse
30.
Numbers 13, verse
30.
Caleb said, let us go up at once. Let's climb this mountain. And there is this special joy that you have when you get to the top of the mountain. You can imagine the joy of David. In
1
Samuel 17, verse 51.
1
Samuel 17, verse 51. When he stood on top of
Goliath,
you can imagine the joy in him. And the joy of reaching the top of your mountain. Reaching the top of the mountain before you. The Almighty God will give it to you tonight. Number four way of dealing with a mountain is to bore a hole through the mountain. To dig a tunnel through the
mountain.
So you go from where you are to the other side of the mountain. Even though the mountain is still there, but you are on the other side. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 to 28, when Moses lifted up his hand, God caused the east wind to blow all night and created a way in the Red Sea. The children of Israel passed through on dry land, and the sea came back together again. You bore a hole through the mountain. And then you go through. A boy a hole through the mountain.
We why you? Ti abe oke lati la ko ja so dikeji.
We require
yo noni
the assistance of the Holy Spirit.
Ani ati leyin ati ironlowo emi mimo.
Because when Moses lifted up his hand,
ani nigba Moses gbe owo re soke,
it was the east wind that blew and created a tunnel for the children of Israel to pass through. And I'm believing God that tonight, even as we pray, the wind of the Holy Spirit will blow in Jesus' name. The fifth way you can deal with a mountain is to dynamite it.
Oh, nika so ado loro ka fi fotutu ko fokadanu.
Blast it out of the way.
Ka fokadanu ko loju ona ni.
In Joshua chapter 6.
Inu Joshua ori kefa.
Verse 20.
Ese ogun.
Joshua chapter 6.
Joshua ori kefa ese ogun.
When the children of Israel came face to face with the wall of Jericho.
Bati amo Israel doju ko odi Jericho.
The Lord asked them to shout.
Oluwa ni ko hoku.
When they shouted,
nigba ti won si hoku,
the wall didn't just fall.
Ije pe odi na wo nikan.
It was reduced to rubble.
Nide lo wo bere.
God sent a dynamite from heaven.
Olorun ra do loro lati orun wa
and blasted the whole world down.
O si fa gbogbo oke na o wo bere kale.
I believe there might be one or two people here tonight.
O gbagbo pe enikan be ni meji nbe ni bi ni ale yi.
Ready to shout to God.
Ti won se ta ti ko o si Olorun ko keti.
So that their mountain can be blasted out of the way.
To ale po ke won foka ko loju ona won.
If you are one of the two.
To ba je kan lara meji.
Let me see your feet.
Ge ri Olori ese re ko de duro.
And let me hear you shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I decree in the mighty name of Jesus that every wall of Jericho in your life will crumble tonight in Jesus' name. The sixth way you can deal with a mountain is to relocate it. According to Mark 11, verse 22 to 23. Mark 11, verse 22 to 23. Jesus Christ told the disciples, have faith in God. If you have faith in God, you can say to this mountain, mountain,
iwo oke,
be thou removed.
Iwo shidi.
Mountain,
iwo oke,
relocate.
Pakoda.
Change your position.
Pakoreda.
Get out of my way.
Kuo loju ona aye mi.
And he shall obey you.
Yo si gbo si olemi.
All you need to relocate a mountain.
O gbogbo to nilo lati fi si oke ni di ko si ni popada.
Is faith in God.
O ni igbagbo ninu Olorun.
And you say so.
Ati wiwi re be.
Tonight,
ni ale yi,
when it is time for prayer,
nigba to ba tu akoko fun adura,
I'm going to give you an opportunity.
Mo fun ni anfani
to command your mountain.
Lati pase fun oke aye re gbogbo
to move out of the way. And in the name that's above every other name, they will obey you in Jesus' name. But then there is a seventh way of dealing with a mountain. And that is to fly over it. The mountain is there.
Okay, Benny Ben.
You don't want to turn back.
Oh, very bad.
You don't want to walk around it.
Oh, very mad, Jijika.
You don't want to struggle climbing.
Oh, be ashe kirakita la la pe ko ma pon goke.
You don't want to dig through it.
Be lo fe wa ofin ja lodi keji re.
You don't want to blast it.
Oh, be fi ado loro fonka.
Because you want to use it as a reference point.
Tori ko be ma fi show it toka si lojo la.
That was the mountain that was trying to block my way.
Okay, to be di ona mi ni owo nigba ka na re.
You don't even want to waste time relocating.
Oh, baby, I go go show for go shine for pada.
But you want to fly over.
Oh, baby, for a kaja.
That's the theme of our convention.
Elai ni akuri fa jodo alado do wa yi.
We want to develop wings like eagles.
Abe hui ye ni ye bi e ye di.
We want to fly over every mountain.
Oh, lego go ke kaja.
All it will take.
Oh, gbogbo ti o na ti o gba.
Is to wait upon the Lord.
Oni ko duro de Oluwa.
They that wait upon the Lord.
Awon ti o duro de Oluwa.
Shall renew their strength.
Yo tun agbara won se.
They shall mount with wings as eagles.
Won fi yego oke bidi.
Is anybody here tonight who is ready to fly over all mountains? Are you sure? Are you ready to wait upon the Lord? Yesterday, when I asked us to pray for 1 hour, some of you who are not used to long prayer say, 1 hour? But you discover that 1 hour is not a long time. In fact, I can tell you I was seriously delighted. Because throughout the night, there were people here praying. Praying. All night long. I was delighted.
You know, me too.
How did you know there were people here praying? Because I was praying with them. I want to fly. Thank God I'm already flying. But I want to fly higher. How many of you want to fly tonight? Let me hear you shout
hallelujah.
But before you begin to even command mountains to move, there's a story in Acts chapter 19. From verse 13 to 17. Acts 19, verse 13 to 17. Some people saw the way God was using Paul. I was moving mountains out of the life of people. So
this
is why a man who had a real mountain. They saw a man who was demon possessed. And they decided, let's move the mountain out of him. So they went to the man and said, hey, you devils, get out of this man. And the devil said, who are you? Who gave you the right to command me to move? I know
Jesus.
If he commands me, I will obey. I know
Paul.
He has a relationship with Jesus. If he asks me to move, I will obey. Who are you? If you have no relationship with Jesus Christ, if you have not surrendered your life to him,
If his blood has not washed away your sins, and you begin to command mountains to move, mountain will laugh at you and say, who are you? By what authority are you commanding me to move?
That's
one point you must note. Second point. Even if you have a relationship with God, you are born again. You are washed in the blood. You have been forgiven. God is your supporter. And then you command the mountain to move. And the mountain answers and says, in whose name are you asking me to move? And you say, in the name of Jesus, of course. And the mountain says, it is Jesus who asked me to stand here. Because of your disobedience, ask
Jonah.
God sent him to go to the east. He refused. He started running to the west. And God sent a storm to block his way. Everybody was praying. Everybody was rowing. And when they woke up Jonah, why are you sleeping when we are in trouble? He said, oh, what's the problem? They said, there's a storm. Call your God so that the storm may stop. He said, no. I know why this storm is there. I'm the one responsible. You want the storm to end? You get rid of me. As soon as they threw him into the ocean, the storm ceased. You can't move a mountain that you are the one who caused it.
Oh, le shioki ni di ni gba te ko na lo sokunfa iwa oke yi nibe.
Many a times God uses the mountain to say to you,
opo igba ni Olorun lo oke yi lati wi fun o,
you are going astray.
O sakoji na rere lo.
Come back to me.
Pada wale asako pada bob to sodo mi.
And then we'll take care of the mountain.
What is she ikapa oke na?
Many of us are backsliders.
Opo wa lati je apeyida.
And it's as a result of the backsliding,
and itori ipeyida yi,
that we got into trouble.
That we wanu la asigo la wanu wahala.
The word of God is clear.
Oro Olorun je ni yeke.
When you are doing his will, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper.